right, now let's bring in the sports guy, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, it was a good night last night for New York-based hockey teams.
Yeah, definitely. The all three of them won. The Devils won yesterday, beating Detroit 3-1. So they keep on rolling. That's their fifth in a row. The Rangers won 1-0 against Washington in a shootout, which I'll get to in a minute. And the Islanders beat Buffalo 3-2 in overtime. Real surprisingly last night with the Washington Ranger game, coming off the layoff, both teams started backup goalies. Don't understand that. But that's the reason why the Rangers got to the shootout, because the Civ didn't play. The backup went in the net.
Well, anyways, the one New York team that lost had to, you know, so some New York team had to lose last night. Buffalo.
Well, yeah.
Buffalo was the team.
Yeah, but staying with the hockey, like I said, the Devils, they won again last night. That's their fifth in a row, 7 in their last 10. And they hit a little downward spiral a couple weeks ago. And you look up at the standings now, they're back in first place. So, like I said, you'll find out about this team as we hit the holidays. We hit the holidays, and this team looks for real. They have two games in hand on both Washington and Columbus. They're 2 points ahead, but with the two games in hand, that could be as much as six. So they're playing good hockey, and the Rangers and the Islanders, at 37 games played, they're dead flat-footed. They're both 20-13-4 with 44 points. So all New York teams are playing pretty good, and like you said, the Knicks, they dropped one yesterday
again,
on the road.
Yeah, on the road.
They're going to lose, and they did. They lost by 5 to Chicago. Even losing by 5, there's no moral victories in pro sports. You win or you lose, and they lost.
And they had a big lead in that game. They had a big lead.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had a very big lead in that game. They just they've got to find a way to win on the road. That's just simple. It's a very, very simple factor. That's the next hurdle they have to clear. They got to win on the road.
I was talking to my friend. You're a professional. You're playing on a road. It shouldn't matter that much. The only thing I think is maybe there's a little bit too much room service the night before.
There's something going on because it doesn't make sense that they can be
that.
I mean, yes, lose to the good teams on the road, absolutely.
Yeah, but you can't be that drastic.
Yeah, but you can't be that drastic. That's exactly right. You can't be that drastic on the road.
No, when you look at the Knicks' home record, they have a very good record. But then when you look at the road record, it's like how can that be possible? They're 15-6 at home. They're 2-11 on the road. I think that might be the worst record in the league.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. So the Giants suspended the cancer for the rest of the season.
Maybe they should have done it a couple of months ago, huh?
Yeah.
It is what it is. So you got to figure if he's suspended for the rest of the season, he's not coming back next year.
No. He's history. There's no doubt about it.
And how could the Steelers be?
I know.
Criticizing Harrison for going to New England. What's he supposed to do? Sitting up in the TV booth for the rest of his career?
Yeah, no.
Guy wants to play. He gets released. Somebody thinks they can help him. So long. Happens to be New England. Oh well. Too bad. Maybe you should have played the guy a little bit more.
That's the whole thing. You can't complain if you said you only had part-time position for him, and he said he was looking to play more. You just can't complain. It's
not even a part-time position when you don't suit up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So,
no, more power to him. You know, go crying your beer somewhere else, Steelers. You made a wrong move, and he took advantage of it, and your loss is their gain. If you wanted him that bad, you should have put him on the field.
And you heard what Dez Bryant said yesterday, right?
That I did not hear.
He is not going to take a pay cut to stay with the Cowboys. He's going to move on if they don't.
Is that a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. What you know? There's no loyalty on.
In
a lot of sports anymore, and I'm not getting in on the players. We just talked about no lawyers. Pittsburgh Steelers, what they did Harrison, he came back and saved their rear end. He came out of retirement and saved their rear end.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been treated better. You look at the way Eli Manning was treated. So it goes. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways. It's mm-hmm. You know, there's just no loyalty to teams, it seems, anymore.
that is a one-way street. It's where the players want everything.
Yeah, and sometimes the coaches make stupid moves that are really you just can't explain. You just can't explain. So
yeah, that was what the Giants did with Manning was ridiculous.
Well, it's the same thing the Steelers did with Harrison. He came out of retirement to save their rear end and managed to hang around, by the way, and help them for several years.
Mm-hmm.
There should have been a gracious way to let it in, not this way.
No, you put him in the uniform.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all he would have wanted. I mean, there's a difference between not playing and being inactive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being inactive is that's more of a slap in the face than anything else.
All right, any place else you want to go in the next minute or so?
Yeah, we can go back to hockey for the upcoming games. We got the Devils play Buffalo Friday night, and then the Rangers go to Detroit, and then they both play each other on New Year's Day in the outdoor game at Citi Field, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Buffalo play the Rangers on New Year's Day, which should be pretty interesting because it's supposed to be pretty cold on New Year's Day.
Very
cold.
If you think
it's cold now, just wait a little bit longer. We haven't seen it all yet.
They're having too many of these outside games. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it used to be good when it was the game on New Year's, but now you got like six of them or something. It's lost its luster.
Yeah, absolutely.
The specialness of it is gone. It's kind of like the Olympics in the 60s and 70s, that when you played the Russians and you played the European teams, it meant something. Now it doesn't mean a thing because everybody from Europe plays in the NHL, so who really cares about the Olympics?
And also what they used to do with the Olympics were every 4 years. It was the Summer Olympics, and 4 years later, it was the Winter Olympics.
Was at the same time.
You didn't have Olympics every 2 years.
No, it's overkill.
Yeah.
TV money.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow. We've got our final NFL picks of the season.
Yeah, and we'll have horse racing from Gulfstream this weekend.
All right. Speak to you tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.